proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible study. In our series regarding the seven heavenly virtues, we look at kindness. Kindness denotes benevolent treatment extended to others. Put another way, kindness displays goodness in action. Moses listed several ways in which the Lord showed kindness to the Israelites while they were journeying to the Promised Land. In the first chapter of Deuteronomy, he told them how God, quote, went in the way before you to search you out a place to pitch your tents in fire by night, to show you what way ye should go, and in a cloud by day, unquote. Moses reminded the Jews in Deuteronomy chapter 2 how that, quote, these 40 years the Lord thy God hath been with thee, thou hast lacked nothing, unquote. In Deuteronomy chapter 29, Moses would amplify that latter statement. He noted that, quote, I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxen old upon you, and thy shoe is not waxen old upon thy foot, unquote. Furthermore, during the time that the Israelites were in the wilderness, God supplied them with manna to eat and with water to drink. Moreover, God enabled the Israelites to triumph over their enemies. He empowered them to defeat the Amalekites, as recorded in Exodus chapter 17. Later on, God delivered 31 Canaanite monarchs into the Israelites' hands, according to the 12th chapter of the book of Joshua. During the time of the judges, later still, God repeatedly subjugated the oppressors of the Jewish people. As Asaph wrote in Psalm 73, quote, truly God is good to Israel, unquote. God also manifested his kindness to mankind in general. When Paul addressed the Lycaonians in the 14th chapter of Acts, he reminded them about the benevolence of God, who, quote, gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness, unquote. The apostle instructed the Colossian believers in the first chapter of his epistle to them that, quote, by him, Jesus Christ, by him all things consist, unquote. The author of Hebrews in the first chapter of that epistle added that Jesus Christ was, quote, upholding all things by the word of his power, unquote. How can Christians engage in kindness? They can begin by loving their enemies and doing good things for those that hate them. Solomon first suggested adopting this approach when, in the 25th chapter of Proverbs, he advised, quote, if thine enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he be thirsty, give him water to drink, unquote. The Apostle Paul cited this particular verse in the 12th chapter of the book of Romans, when he instructed his audience not to give way unto wrath. What about kindness in action? In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus Christ explained how this worked. He said, quote, ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, unquote. Showing kindness to one's enemies does not come naturally to a person. That is a supernatural gift coming directly from God. When a Christian can do that, show kindness to an enemy, he or she confirms that God's Holy Spirit is in control of their lives. Yes, kindness serves as a trait by which believers can manifest Christ's likeness. As Paul advised in Ephesians chapter 4, Christians ought to, quote, be kind one to another, unquote. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.